John Hoshay with you once again during the WRMJ Relay for Life Radiothon, and joining me now is Carla Ewing, and you might recognize that name because, of course, she used to be the head of the Mercer County Health Department. And Carla, back in July of 2021, you got some news you did not want to hear. Can you tell us about that?
Sure, John. I was scheduled for my routine exam with my doctor, and during my preventative healthcare checkup, we discovered that I indeed had endometrial cancer. It was detected very early, and I was very thankful for that. The good thing about it, like I said, it was a preventative, just my yearly exam. And we caught it at stage one, level A, which is the best of the best. And had surgery then in August. They were able to quickly get me in, get things taken care of. And I just had my last 6-month checkup, and everything is great.
Well, that's tremendous news to hear. And, of course, being associated with the health department for so many years, I know you preached and preached and preached this about people, get your annual exams, tests, whatever you need to get.
Absolutely. Just, you know, it becomes part of what you say when you're in public health, because we do see the benefits of that. But now I preach it from a passion and a heart that knows how this works. And, you know, I've had several family members that have had cancer. My mom passed away from cancer, was diagnosed very late in the game. And I just see the importance of making sure that, doing it annually when you're supposed to be doing it, but B, if you don't feel good, don't wait. Go talk to your provider. Go tell them what is going on, because we know our bodies better than anybody else is going to know. We know when something isn't feeling right. So, again, I can't preach it enough. Now that I'm retired, I preach it out of passion, because I've seen the positiveness of making sure that we're getting those checkups and letting our providers know when something isn't right.
And I know that you know that Relay for Life provides a lot of support for people who go through what you go through, and the importance of supporting this great campaign that we have every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I, you know, just actually have become a little bit involved. I was at a Relay for Life event in Monmouth this last week, and it just brought up those great feelings that I had for Mercer County and the Relay for Life event that I was involved with for many years there, either through the health department or I can't do this without saying kudos to Mary Flint and Sue Hiscox, who were champions and continue to be champions of making sure folks are aware. And so, yeah, anything I can do to promote awareness and the services and support that I have seen both in my family and from others for the American Cancer Society, I'm a big believer in it.
Well, listen, once again, we want to thank you for sharing your story with us today, and we want to wish you best of luck and continued good health.
Thank you so much.
That's Carla Ewing once again joining us here today on the Relay for Life Radiothon. Once again, let's get things rolling here today. You can call and give us a pledge at 309-582-5626. That's 309-582-5626. They're ready to take your call, and let's really get this Relay for Life rolling here today.